So let's look more closely at an upwind propagating MCS, or a backwards moving MCS. We've roughly bounded the cold pool with these blue lines here, precipitation and outflow moving in either direction against the cold pool boundary, roughly equivalent. Shear to the left of this system might be relatively strong, compared with the ambient winds on the right, since it's moving slowly along a quasi-stationary cold pool. It's not surging forward against the headwinds. This will lead to the strongest convergence on the back side of the storm, so you have minimal advection and the system is largely moved by propagation, and in this case it would generally be to the left or very slow overall storm motion relative to the ground.